It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, thank you for hanging out with us for three parts of this wonderful show, because you're not going to get us for several weeks. We've had a good time, and we've said more offensive things than usual, which is really setting the bar high for this show.
Well, we're stocking up.
I feel like I've been particularly offensive.
We're all taking turns, but yeah, you've snuck some bad ones in there, for sure.
No, I say good ones. All right, let's do some scamming scammers. Let's do that. All right. Now, when we last left off with Michelle and fake Davin, one of Michelle's personas had enough of fake Davin. Did not think he was very serious at all. So fake Davin had to wait a couple of days and write to her on Instagram and say, "Oh, it was horrible. Somebody hacked me and got me in fights with people. What a terrible thing that happened." And then I think the other persona of Michelle wrote back to me on Hangouts. And it's like, oh, we should be in love.
What? Yeah, all of a sudden it was, Lord, she was lovey-dovey.
Lord, she was lovey-dovey. Very good. All right, so we will pick up on March 16th of 2020. We are, I think I'm still ill at this point. This is the beginning of COVID in the United States. Mm-hmm. So I said I'd missed something. I'm like, what have I missed? So that was on the 14th. The 16th I write, because I haven't heard from her in a few days. I go, I am confused. You were upset with me for not loving you. I say I'm open to it. You tell me we were in love with each other. I told you I had an accident, and I'm sorry if I don't remember. Oh, yes, I also had a head injury. I forgot.
Yes, things not to be for Halloween, head injury.
Yes, I told her my memory was not so much. I go, I ask you to help me remember in the hopes that maybe we can rekindle what we had. And then you disappear. Are you toying with me, Michelle? If so, I do not appreciate it, and I think it is very cruel. It hurts twice as much coming from our military, who I hold in such high regard.
Oh, wow. I can't believe that you threw that in.
I throw it all in. So she responds the next day, honey, so sorry for late responding, okay? We got okay, Michelle.
Okay.
She goes, I told you that I was in... Now, I thought OK Michelle was the bitchy one, but was OK Michelle the good one?
I can't remember now which one she was.
I thought she was kind of bitchy. Yeah. Yeah. So, we'll have to monitor this.
Yeah, this is a little scary.
She goes, I told you that I was in search of a friend, and I come across your profile, and I approached you that I have fallen in love with you, and I want to be your friend if you don't mind, and you said okay. So this is the original.
Now she's attributing okay to you as well.
Yeah, so this must be the original.
Right.
I'm thinking. Now you were saying that you don't know how we started. I mate you on Instagram. She mate me.
Wow, I think that would be banned.
I hope it would not. I mate you on Instagram, and I fall in love with you, and I approach to you that I would like to be your friend. She's in love with me. But
if you fall in love with somebody, why do you want to be their friend? You want to be more than a friend.
It's how we started, Joe. I'm just waiting for you to give me the sign.
Friend speech a lot. So.
What'd you say?
And I've gotten the friend speech.
Yes.
I've been friend zoned more times than I count to.
And then we have to drive through various states because you can't get over it. I'm aware. Now these mountains are nice. I wonder if we could stop by your house. Ugh. How much out of the way would it be? Ugh.
Nobody I know has ever driven past somebody's house at night to see if they're home. Yeah. Never happened.
Yeah, my wife's getting pissed enough. I meet you on Instagram and I fall in love with you and I approach to you that I will like to be your friend if you don't mind, and except suddenly you disrepair. Now you're back trying not to remember.
Again, once again in English.
I'm not reading it again. You heard her.
I have no idea what that meant.
I go, I remember our friendship. I don't remember it progressing to romance. I'm open to all of it. She goes, or is it because you don't love me like I do to you? Where are you right now? Oh, okay. I know when this is. So remember in 20...
confusion. I thought we were friends. Are we friends or lovers? What are we doing here?
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? How can we start over when the fighting never ends? That's a song.
Oh, yeah. No, I was gathering, but I'm like, who is that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. You know those lyrics verbatim.
Oh, wait. Are you going to pick a...
It's not Air Supply. It's not
no,
Air Supply.
No, but I was going to say, are you going to pick some musician and, like, sneak their lyrics into your conversation?
I can't tell you what I'm going to do.
There's an idea.
I like... He's done that before.
Meatloaf.
A couple times.
Meatloaf.
He did that with Meatloaf.
Yeah.
So I send her a picture. This is when, remember when I was delivering food? This is when everything was shut down, and I was delivering food to the kids, that the less fortunate kids in town.
Right.
They usually got food at school. So I sent her a picture of the food I was delivering. Again, that makes fake Davin look like a better person. And real Davin was doing something nice for a change, too. I'd like the creep you heard in segment two of this show.
Yeah, Jesus. Oh, by the way, Lisa says that was Michael Bolton you were quoting.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you. I think, I mean, thank you for listening and paying attention, but fuck you for letting everybody know that I know a Michael Bolton quote. But you know what? You get no credit either, because you also knew that quote. So,
but she's a girl.
Yeah, we're all covered in a little bit of shame on that one.
Yeah, everybody here is covered in shame tonight.
Which is what I bring to the table, and Lisa doubles down on. Thank you, Lisa. So I sent her a picture of the food I was delivering.
Right.
I go, delivering food for hungry children. I go, how do you love me? She goes, I love you with all my heart. As well she should.
She should.
I go, why? How well do you know me? How close did we get? I'm
so
giving...
There's a catch here. She loves you with all her heart. You gotta love her with all your wallet.
Stop it. She's not asked for that yet, Joe. We are almost a month in, and there's been no ask for money.
Gotcha. It's coming.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. She goes, I love you so much. I love you with all my heart. I love you to the extent that I cannot control myself again.
Wow.
This is the type of love I deserve.
This is the type of...
shit poetry?
let's leave your band's music out of this, Joe.
Oh, low blow.
It dummied him up, didn't it?
It would dummy anybody, I guess.
He's not defending it. Anyway, I'll move on. I didn't say which...
It depends what band you're talking about.
See? See, I wasn't specific. I either get a fight or an agreement. Nobody knows for sure.
Well, it's McClinton F. Fragile Skies got very good lyrics.
All right, you've been in a bunch of bands, my friend. I go, did I fall in love with you too? She goes, we have to know each other very well here. I go, okay, did we have cyber sex? I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, fill me in on what I've done.
Yeah, we did not. We did not.
No, but head injury Davin doesn't know.
Head injury Davin. Do not go to that for Halloween. I will be offended.
I'm just making my plans.
As well you should. I go, is what I'm praying for you to fall in love with me and love me like I do to you, please. I go, I just don't recall, which is why I need your help with the details. Let's see where she's going to take this. I'm letting her write the story.
Yeah, you know what? This is like, those stories where it's interactive and you get to choose the ending.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's great.
She goes, okay, I understand. Honey, please, love me like I love you. Well, I'm sure I will temporarily. I go, I'm not saying I won't. Tell me about how we fell in love. Maybe it will spark a memory. Let's see what she's got. I'm tired. Fake Davin's tired of writing. It's been a decade of writing to you whores.
To you whores.
Why do I got to create all the content?
Exactly. Why can't you write for this show? I'll still be head writer and be supervised, but you should write too.
Submit your entries.
Submit your entries. She goes, honey, I'm the one that fell in love with you. I go, what do you love about me? Because they always throw the love around. Like, if somebody said, I love you after, like, a couple of dates, well, what do you love about me?
Yeah, tell me.
And it's going to be a tough one, yeah.
Tell me more about my eyes.
Joe's pretty happy with himself over there.
Yeah.
She goes, and since then, I've been trying to make you fall in love with me, too. I love you because you are handsome. Say stupid. And you are the kind of man that I want to spend the rest of my life with. Please love you like I do to you. Well, I do love me like you do. I do think I'm handsome. Yeah. I do want to spend the rest of my life with myself. I wouldn't have it any other way, to be quite honest.
Are you the canna man?
The canna man.
That's what you said, the canna man that she wants to spend her life with.
I am the canna man.
You're the canna man.
I am the canna man.
The canna man. The canna man can.
The canna man can.
Yes, he can. I go, okay. I mean, this is just a lot, Michelle. You are in Yemen and I am here. She goes, but honey, why do you hate me? Well, what?
What? That turned quickly.
I go, I most certainly don't hate you. Why would you say that? She goes, yes, in Yemen, but soon return back, but don't know the time yet. Is because you don't love me and I don't like it. I go, there's something between love and hate, you know. I like you. I just don't really know you very well.
Wait.
That'd make a great song. You don't love me and I don't like it.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, you don't love me. I don't like it.
That was a good song.
I was thinking, I scammed a boy and I liked it.
That's a good one too, parody. I think that's hurtful, but yes. Do not go as a scammer. Do not appropriate their culture.
Sorry.
Yes, exactly. They have feelings too. I go, there's something between love and hate. She goes, so what do you want to know about me, sweetheart? You have to know that I love you. Bunch of hearts, bunch of kisses. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, shit.
I go, everything. Your childhood, your family, pets, everything. Let's see what you got there, sweet tits. She goes, okay, my name is Michelle Roslin. I'm from Dallas, Texas. Well, that stayed the same. It's still Texas.
Oh, good.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Death in Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
My father was a former military man. He went to battle in a tuxedo.
Yeah, formal.
my mother was late when I was small, but my father smacked her around, and then she got on time as I got older.
My mother was late when
I
was
small. Can you repeat that, please?
My mother was late when I was small.
I think I know what she means.
What she mean?
She means that her mother died when she was a little kid.
Oh, okay.
That's what she meant?
Yeah.
Good for Pip. Pip understands babble. That's why she's so important to this show.
I am the show translator.
Do you have babble? We have the gal for you.
Excuse me. I speak bullshit.
I speak
babble.
Do you?
I speak babble.
Pip, on Pip's application, I translate for morons all the time.
Been doing it for 10 years.
Sure. Sure. She's very good at it. I go, what do you mean she was late when you were small? She goes, I mean was dead when I was small. Oh, shit, Pip was right. I go, oh, I'm very sorry, Michelle. She goes, thanks, you are welcome. So tell me more about yourself. I go, well, right now I'm very depressed, LOL. She goes, I don't understand you, please. I go, I'm very sad.
Let's get the thesaurus out and crack this.
I got synonyms, too.
Lisa says Pip's the scammer whisperer.
No, I'm the scammer whisperer.
He's the scammer whisperer. Yeah. I'm the scammer translator.
She goes, those it mean that you will not tell me more about yourself. So sorry, honey. What happened, sweetheart? I go, the virus has put me out of business, and I don't know when it will end. All clubs, bars, casinos are closing. Well, that's true. That certainly sucks. Mm-hmm. She goes, so sorry, honey. It will soon end okay. No. We are just starting. It's going to be a while. It's going to be through a couple of administrations.
It's going to be a hot minute.
Yeah. I go, thanks, but really we don't know that. She goes, honey, just be prayfully okay. It will soon end, okay? Prayfully okay.
Your ass.
Your ass.
I go, okay, sure. Until then, I have no work, sad emoji. No work means no mortgage, which means no home, which means no food. What do you think she says to that?
So sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I don't think that she's very sympathetic at all.
LOL!
No! No!
Yes.
No!
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
LOL!
LOL!
I'm laughing out loud at your misfortune. Ha ha! Sucks to be you.
Why don't you throw in cancel so pee yourself?
Wait a minute.
Well,
what?
She might have if it's a cancer of the vagina.
Wow.
Or as my feature in Alberta, Canada said to the audience right before he brought me up, I hope you get cunt cancer. Now you're headliner. Yeah, that's a true story.
Damn.
Yeah, I've told it before.
Ouch.
Yeah, certainly.
Oh, my God. Mm,
and I apologize for using that language, but it's authentic. Oh my God. She goes, LOL. I go in cap lock, so I couldn't put this on Truth Social. I go, why is that funny?
Why is that funny?
She goes, yes, honey, but I'm so sorry, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just going to, this relationship is going to have to be physical, because the communication is not on par.
No, brother.
She's not exactly the conversationalist one would hope for.
She's not a linguist. She goes, okay, I just don't understand the LOL. She goes, what you said sound funny. That's why I said LOL, okay?
Yeah, poverty
what,
and
then
hunger.
I'm
going to
be fucking homeless?
Well, here's how it could be funny. I've wasted close to a month with this asshole and he's got no money. Maybe she's laughing at her own stupidity.
Idiot. She's going to give herself a brain.
Yeah.
Idiot. Wait. Poverty and hunger is hilarious.
But I am telling her now that I got no money. This is a good time for her to amscray.
True.
Cut bait. That would be the smart move.
Yeah.
Unless she's not what Joe thinks she is. Unless she's a fine, upstanding young woman who loves me for me.
I don't think that's the case.
I was talking about having no money and being homeless with no food. I tell jokes for a living. I just don't see the funny in my statement. You have a weird sense of humor, Michelle.
Yeah.
She goes, so sorry, honey. I go, it's okay. You can't stop what you think is funny. Remind me not to tell you when I injure myself. You'll think it's hilarious. She goes, okay, take care of yourself for me to talk to you later, okay? I go, okay, have a good day, Michelle. What's your last name? She goes, my last name is Rosalind. I go, okay, got it. So we'll go to the 18th. We'll go to March 18th. She goes, okay, that's good. Honey, why you don't want to love me? I don't know. You just laughed at my misfortune.
Yeah, really?
I go, why do you keep saying that? She goes, it's because I know that you don't have feelings for me. If you do, I will know. She's a little fucking clingy.
And a little selfish. It's like, why don't you love me even though I laugh at your misfortune? Tell me more about how much you love me.
She's trying to reel you in, because if she gets the love angle, now she can get to the money angle.
Why reel me in? I got no money. I just said that.
And why would he want to be reeled in by this woman who has no empathy?
Yeah. It's not a great play.
No.
It's because I know that you don't have feelings for me. If you do, I will know. I go, that's a bit much. I've said no such thing. She goes, okay, do you love why?
Do you love why?
Yeah, I do love why.
Because I'm a human.
No, I do love why. Here's why I love why. Because sometimes it's a consonant and sometimes it's a vowel. I like a little mystery in my letters. It's the only letter that does that. That's why I love why.
It's an amazing gift.
It most certainly is. She goes, okay, do you love me? I go, if we were in love, I want to get back to that place. I just don't recall it. She goes, I don't understand you, please. I go, you say we were in love. If we were, I am eager to be with you like that. I just need you to remind me how we were. I really need her to do some writing.
Yeah, I'm hearing the way we were in my head, and I don't like it.
She goes, like I told you before.
Don't! It'll be stuck there all night.
She goes, like I told you, before was in search of an old female friend and came across your profile. And I approach you that I love you and I want you to be my friend if you don't mind. That's her story and she's sticking to it.
Yeah.
You accept suddenly.
I find the funny thing. I was looking for an old female friend and then I saw your picture and then I told you I loved you and wanted to be your friend. Boy, that happens all the time.
Well, it is a good headshot. She goes, you accept suddenly disrepair. Now you are back trying not to recall. I go, okay, so let's be friends. Sound good? She goes, somehow, but I want you to be my love.
I want you to want me.
I see you as the man.
Yeah, I know.
I see you as the man that I will spend the rest of my life with.
Damn.
This is escalated quickly.
Yeah.
I go, so you think I should just be in a relationship with you? She goes, yes, is what I want from you, honey, please. What do you think I say?
You'll think about it?
What do you think I say, Joe?
What was the question again?
I go, so you think I should be in a relationship with you? She goes, yes, is what I want from you, honey, please. So what do you think I say?
I think you're going to say, let's take it slow. This way you can kind of milk her for material.
Ooh.
I go, okay. Sounds good. What's your name again?
Your arm.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Fake Davin has turned into Joe Biden.
Oh! For A2 Libé? Yeah.
He calls him like I see him.
So, I'm willing to do it, but who are you?
Yeah, what?
Where am I? I'm scared. It's cold.
I don't remember loving you, but okay.
She goes, how many times would I tell you my name? My name is Michelle Roslin. As many times as I can fucking make you, you dumb bitch, you.
As many times as I can get you to do it.
That's the game.
How many times do I have to tell you my name? That's great.
I go, okay, cool. Michelle Roslin, will you be my girlfriend?
Cute.
Make it a fish you.
She goes, yes, of course, if you don't mind, sweetheart. I go, awesome. Now what?
How do we do this?
Where do we go from here? Okay, now where do we go from here?
She goes,
I'm sorry, this is about as romantic as an audit.
Well, as someone who was audited a few months ago, you get to know people. It's nice.
Well, it's kind of childish, though. It's like...
I don't have a memory. What do you expect from me?
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like you're a goldfish. She's in love with a friggin' goldfish. But the thing is, it's kind of like when you're like four. It's like, will you be my boyfriend? Okay. What do we do now? Because you have no idea.
Fuck. No.
Yes.
So I go, awesome. Now what? What do you think she says?
Plan the wedding?
Joe?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say she's going to ask for money.
I don't know because it's just so cut and dry. That if on her end, it's like, oh, what do I say now?
I go, awesome, now what? She goes, honey, have you seen me as your lover? How? Now. Brown cow.
Brown cow.
Have you seen me as your lover? How? Now. That's a very, very odd thing to say.
I go, of course. Does that mean we can talk all dirty and freaky with each other?
Cut to the chase.
Hey, that's the question. We're a couple now.
Sure. You know, listen, Pip has needs.
I have needs. Fulfill them, bitch.
My chair isn't going to win itself.
Wait a minute. Give me a heads up. Mm-hmm. We're getting into that territory with this one. I need to bring the drop cloth.
Yeah, well, you have the green schmata. You're fine.
Well, that's not what that's for. Okay. But, okay.
What do you think she says? A lot of mystery tonight.
Yeah.
Joe, what do you think she says?
I don't know.
I'm not really sure.
She says, yes, honey.
Oh, all right.
Finally, the freaky whore Pip's been looking for.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Then I channel my inner Florentine circa 1998 and go, nice.
Nice.
And I give her a heart with a kiss emoji. She goes, so, sweetheart, where are you right now? Bunch of hearts, bunch of lips, bunch of hearts. I go, running back from some errands. Where are you? She goes, baby, sorry for late responding, because that was at 5:37, and she's responding 20 minutes later. She goes, but baby, sorry for late responding, I'm on duty post in Yemen. I go, why are you in Yemen? Where'd you go, love?
Hasn't she always been in Yemen?
Yeah, for the military, but I don't remember that.
I thought I missed something. No.
Nay-nay.
Predatory Devin missed something.
You know what? We just talked about offensive things, and there you are making fun of fake Davin's head trauma. What are you, John Gruden? What's wrong with you?
I am offensive.
You are offensive. I go. She goes, where'd you go, love? I go, where'd you go, love? Sweetheart, I didn't go anywhere. I'm in my duty post. I go, okay, baby. What are you doing at your post? She goes, I'm with patrol team. We are patrolling.
Find a toilet.
She's, I'm with patrol team. We are patrolling. I go, see anything cool? She goes, okay, I will, honey. Love you. We got the love.
Yeah.
Bunch
anything
of,
cool, I will.
Bunch of hearts, bunch of kissy things. I go, love you more, baby. And I give her a bunch of lovey type emojis and a little devil thing.
Oh,
she goes, wow, I'm so happy, sweetheart. Tomorrow is my friend's birthday here, sweetheart. I go, I'm glad you are happy. I'm glad we are doing this. I go, how old will she be? How old will he, she be? She goes, I don't know for now. I will ask her tomorrow. Some friend.
Yeah, really.
If you're on patrol in Yemen, should you be texting?
Well, I'm worth it. Joe, it's like you're trying to poke holes in her story, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah. How's she holding her phone and the gun at the same time? I'm just curious.
I go, okay, probably a good idea, love. She goes, okay, sweetheart, I feel like be with you at this moment.
Oh, she's feeling Randy and the Sandy.
Yeah, patrol does that to a woman.
Absolutely. Whenever I'm standing alone in a gun tower, I start getting horny as hell.
Yeah, she's in some type of vehicle. It's fucking bumpy terrain. She feels that in the vag.
Oh, it's like sitting on the dryer. Good girl.
As I'm wont to do. I go, I was just going to write that. I really want to hold you, Michelle. She goes, wow, that's good. Good, sweetheart. I love you. Bunch of hearts and kissy emojis. I go, I love you too, my heart. I go, I don't know why you waited so long to say yes to me. She goes, I don't understand you, honey. I go, why weren't you my girlfriend sooner? She goes, what? Honey, I still don't understand you, please. I mean, I go, this feels so right. Why did you wait so long to say yes to me? Now, I'd never asked her before.
No, you didn't. But you don't know that.
No, I don't know that. She goes, I should be the one asking you that question, sweetheart. I go, really? I feel like this is what I've always wanted. She goes, me too, sweetie. I go, good. She goes, but my problem is that I don't know if you love me or not. This one is very insecure.
Yeah, really. It's like, how many times do I have to say it today?
I go, I told you I do. I sent you emojis.
Emojis are the new flowers.
Sure. I might have even sent some flower emojis. She goes, send me a picture, sweetheart. Honey, you said that you do love me. Can you prove it to me by sending me your pictures? So I send her the headshot that I always send because it's up there anyway. If they're going to fucking steal one, that's going to be the one they're going to steal.
Yeah, and so it's like it's easy to find, so it's really no harm done.
Yeah. I go, just sent it. She goes, wow, you are handsome, and I love you with all my heart. Bunch of hearts and kissy emojis.
Why does she say that like it's a fucking surprise?
Yeah, she said before I was handsome.
Yeah, well, that's how she supposedly found you. This is new?
Maybe she's...
Well, she was probably lying, and now she's lying.
I will tell you right now, part three will not be in podcast form.
Oh, my God.
I do not like this episode at all. Joe is being very mean and hurtful.
Joe, that was really deep. She's probably lying, and now she's lying.
Yeah, but Joe did that to hurt me. Had nothing. It wasn't a reflection on the scammer. Joe said that to cut me. That's what he does.
A great line.
Was it, though? Was it?
Yes.
No, it was mean. I go, oh, thank you, honey. Can you send me a picture? And then she sends me a picture, and I will show Pip what my baby looks like.
Okay. What? Okay, she's beautiful.
I'm dealing with a smoke show.
Yes.
Of course I am.
Absolutely.
I go, God damn, hottie. She goes, send more to me, sweetheart. I go, all I have is dick pics.
Why are you getting dick pics?
It's all I have.
And send her a picture of Nixon.
Funny. Well, that was a magic dick. That's a tricky dick, Joe.
Do you know, I did that on Facebook for a little while. I was...
Sent dick pics?
I was putting up random pictures of dick, and it was like Dick Cavett, Dick Nixon.
All right.
And then I bored with myself.
Okay, as well you should have. So what do you think she says?
Send me a dick pic.
Can I see your dick pic?
Oh, yeah.
I laugh. I go, really? She goes, what's funny, honey? Yes. I go, what will you do with it? Sweetheart, are you shy? I will be more happy. I go, seeing a dick makes you more happy? She goes, because I have not seen dick for a long time.
All right. Show it.
This has escalated very quickly.
Very quickly.
Right. Send a picture of a rooster. It's my cock.
Funny. I go, I think you're surrounded by it, baby. I'm sure they would have shown it if you asked.
Yeah.
She goes, baby, are you angry? Please don't be mad at me, honey. All right. I like that she's very insecure. This one wants to please.
Yeah, she does.
I like
it. So, I mean, like, if that was your, you know, like a quick girlfriend, she would be ideal.
Like, in a real woman that I want to do more than just fuck, this is a problem.
Oh,
and,
God, yeah.
In this case, it's fine.
Red flags.
If I just want to fuck you, we can work with this.
Right. But then run.
But then again, why are we talking if I just want to fuck you? Yeah. So really, this is really... Right. Yeah. Okay.
It's contraindicated.
So are you bad? I go, not at all. Why would you think that? She goes, so why you want to show me your dick pic? Are you shy? I go, I think I am a bit shy. She laughs. She goes, I go, why is that funny? She goes, just do it for me. If you know that you love me. Yes, it's funny. I go, why? Are you shy? She goes, baby, I'm still waiting for the dick pic, okay?
Now, I'm curious about something.
My
is
dick pic?
Is this a guy or is this a girl? Because if you're a guy, you know, and like, yeah, get those dick pictures underway.
Well, there would be a reason for a dick pic.
Yeah, they could use it to send to somebody else.
Well, they could also use it to blackmail me.
Absolutely. It's like, I got a picture of your can of soup.
Huh? No, that's pretty much what they could do.
I hadn't thought about that, though.
That's what I'm fucking thinking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
We've seen everywhere.
No, well, they do, but we've done stories about this where, you know, people get intimate and then they blackmail you and shit.
Yeah.
She goes, baby, I'm still waiting for the dick pic, okay? I go, send a tit pic. And I give him, like, the winky with the tongue out.
Ah!
One?
One. It's the uniboober.
If she's got tattoos and wants to see pictures of those, then you'll be tit for tat. It's late, I'm drunk. Sorry.
Sadly, the jokes are the same when he's early and sober. She goes, baby, please. I go, no tit pic? Baby, you said that you love me, but you can't prove it to me. Why? I go, don't do that. Don't make me prove it. First you said send a picture to prove it. Now you want me to prove it. That's not nice. She goes, okay. Oh, no problem. Maybe next time. I go, yes, if we do cyber sex, maybe I will show you what you do to me if you promise to show me what I do to you.
All right.
She goes, okay. Baby, all I want from you is your dick pic only.
Wow.
Well, I go, when we have cyber sex, I will take one for you. Will you show me your body naked? She goes, I will do that if I have the opportunity to do that because we are not allowed to do that here.
Oh.
I go, it will be when it is quiet under the covers. And then she sends me this. Rules and regulations for deployment. Pip, can you read this? My eyes are really bad.
Okay.
Unless I can enlarge it. Let me see. Can I enlarge it? Yeah, I can. I can do
rules
it.
Rules and what, a deployment of her clothes?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Oh, well, maybe I can't. Oops. No. No. No making of call on the base on duty post. No catting on duty during break time. That's supposed to be chatting, kids. But they know that Pip will be hearing, so they have to make it catting.
No catting. How dare you?
I can't bring my cats to war.
No catting.
No outgoing for drinking outside the base on the duty post. No taking of snaps on the pressures on the duty post. No eating, drinking during the duty, that duty hour. It's you can't eat and drink during duty hour, kids.
No eating or drinking during duty hour.
That's what I call when I get a new magazine.
Duty hour.
Soldiers on the special mission here are not all allowed to make any calls. Soldiers on the special mission are not allowed to stay long on chat with his/her family. Any soldier catch chatting on duty will be suspended from work for 2 weeks, and just suspend fucking military people. Any soldier catched making calls or unnecessary snaps will be suspended from duty. And let's see. Notice, no excuses. Any of these rules that being evaluated by any deployment soldier shall immediately suspend any face U.S. Board of Military for 2 weeks. Any soldier that wanted to visit her family or fiancé, the family or the fiancé, should contact the station deployment missions commandment on his email for approval. So if I want to see her, I got to fucking contact them if we get engaged. Of the invitation and other process and give the reason for the invitation. Oops, that's not what I want. Bear with
Who
me.
Who wrote these rules, Captain Crunch?
No, these are official military rules, Joe. She's telling me the rules of engagements. Any of these rules that being evaluated by any other deployment soldier shall be immediately suspended at Face U.S. Board of Military for 2 weeks. Any soldier that wanted to visit... Oh, I read that already. Bear with us with for more info, deployed commandment. And who is this signed by? This is signed by General Mattis.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think Joe was right. It's Captain Crunch's rules.
So.
This is the worst English grammar ever. Ever.
You're not buying it?
Yeah, really.
I think that, no. I think Aunt Jackson could have written it better.
The problem is now I have to scroll up.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, it's just like, why? I've always wondered this. Why do people who are writing things in English and it's not their first language, why don't they run it by somebody who's a native speaker who could, like, tidy it up for them?
There's nobody around. Who are you going to? You got Akboo, Sumboo, Dingboo. They don't know.
I know, but... I often wonder this a bit, like every Chinese food restaurant, too. Can't you get an American friend to edit this crap for you? Couldn't you? Oh, my God.
All right, we are getting to where we need to be, I think.
Okay. Well, how would you know, head injury, Davin? You don't know where you're supposed to be at all times.
I don't know. I'm sorry. My eyes. You know what? We could end it there, or I can find where I need to be. Those are the choices.
It's kind of,
let's go home.
It's kind of late. Maybe we should end it there. Those are some good rules.
What was it? March 18th? Is that what I said? Rules of engagement?
Well, you'll be able to find it by the rules, when you find the rules.
Yeah, but I need to know what date it was.
Oh, I don't remember. The dates don't exactly grab me as much as the horseshit.
Well, I mean, they matter to see so what's going on with this.
Oh, true.
So she wants to see a dick pic.
Yeah, she seems quite anxious to see a dick pic.
As well she should
be. She keeps asking and asking. Send me lots of them.
All the dick pics. Cover me in dick pics.
Yep. I want a year's catalog of dick pics.
You do.
I want mood lighting. I want interesting backgrounds. And
I want props.
Props! I want props. I want good scenery.
As Dennis Ross would say, we're going to have to bring in a stunt dick. So.
Little easy chair, little dick easy chair for it to rest on. Boom,
hey, chair. Easy on the little.
An Adirondack chair.
Well, two of them.
A little ball, a little penis Adirondack chair. Oh, it's nice to stretch it. Sit down and stretch out my balls.
Sure. you pull back the foreskin and you party.
Oh, my God.
So this one seems more sexual, right?
Well, she definitely seems more forward about it, and she does seem like she's not shy at all. I mean, who knows when you try to go for the sexy talk if she's going to be, you know, as available for that. I mean, here she's asking for something that she can use. But I don't know if, like, sexy talk is something that she can use for herself. You know, she's just trying to reel you in. And she wants your picture. She wants your dick pic. She wants
I've read more sexy talk in a traffic citation.
I did. Yeah, it hasn't happened
all
yet.
Right. I got to where we need to be. There's not much more for this day. Okay. Let's just. So this is clearly horseshit, this document I read.
Yes.
I go, is this official? She goes, yes. I go, I wouldn't worry about it. The person who wrote it is retarded. What?
She probably wrote it.
It's written by
like,
major retard. Wow. When you look at it, that's what you think who wrote it.
She goes, that's why we are chatting here. I go, okay. Baby, promise me you will send me the dick pic.
Wow, she is really grabby.
I go, you really want it? Are you going to masturbate with it? Now, remember, Jane allegedly came on my headshot.
Yeah, I know. She was rubbing it on herself or whatever.
Oh, she squirted it on. She goes, baby, I have feelings for you at this moment. I feel like to be with you now and have sex with you now. Please do it for me. I thought she was on patrol.
Yeah, I know. She gave you the whole rules of engagement. Ha ha ha.
I go, that sounds lovely. She goes, I know, you know I love you so much. I go, what would you do with me if we were together? She goes, I will have serious sex with you, honey.
Serious.
We will have very stern expressions on our face.
Serious.
We will talk world peace as we fuck.
Lay down there. I'm going to slobber you on you like a St. Bernard in a water dish. Lay down, come on.
That doesn't sound serious.
No, serious. We're going to talk about chemical composition as we mate.
She goes, I feel like having sex with you right now. I go, serious sex? No laughing or giggling? Just serious, dutiful fucking? Like the Amish wanted it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, I feel the same way towards you. I'd kiss your full lips. She goes, you mean you were feeling the same and you don't want to send me your dick pic? Why? What have I done to you, sweetheart? I go, nothing, baby. I'm just shy. She goes, just do it for me, sweetheart. Please, don't be shy. Make the bitch beg. Make her beg.
I've never seen somebody be like, I want it now. Let me see the picture now.
Ask any of my exes. That's how they feel.
Damn.
I go, you keep telling me don't be shy, but it is not like you've sent me a tit pic.
Right.
She goes, you do first. I go, I sent my picture first on your turn. Go. You are the brave one. I will go after you.
There you go.
She goes, so what do you want me to do for you, sweetheart? Send me a picture of your breasts. So then she sends this picture, Pip.
No, that's that. No, that doesn't count.
Pip's very disappointed. The tits are covered.
Give me the goods. Don't tease me.
No. I go, it's pretty. I go, it's pretty, but I can't see much, honey. And then she sends this.
No. No.
And then she sends this.
That's her back.
Which I'm going to come on. I go, you are.
Picture your elbow and just send her that. Seems how we're doing non-sexual stuff. Here's my elbow.
I know. You want to see my ankles? Ooh, baby.
She goes, you are sexy. She goes, thanks, honey. I go, nothing naked for your man? She go, honey, now is your turn. Hello, sweetheart. Are you there?
Yeah, no. None of that shit. That could be a deodorant ad, what I just saw. None of that stuff is the real goods. So she can't turn around and all of a sudden go, yeah, I showed you mine. No, you didn't.
But she does have me in the mood.
To whip out the dick and take a picture.
I caved.
Whose is that?
Wait, you don't think it's mine? You don't think I would take my dick pic and send it to this woman who I just started being in love with today? Absolutely. You don't think I would do that?
No.
I did a Google image search of dick pics.
But that's not even like, let me see that again.
Google
it's like not even a really nice one.
What's wrong with this dick pic, Miss Helix?
Let me see it closer.
Oh, Christ, don't lose where we are. Pip has it.
Connoisseur?
She had to take off her glasses to get a good look.
I did, because from far away, and I'm right, there's some kind of, like, line around it. Like, it's got a circumference.
Maybe it's my fortune.
No. There's something going on here. It's like, it's two different colors. It's like a Neapolitan dick. And I don't mean Italian. I mean, it looks like it has a ring of something. Girls, it's like pink, like a third of the shaft and the tip is pink, but it has a dark ring, and then the rest of it is kind of like brownish. I'm like, this is suspicious.
Maybe you guys just had gay sex.
I don't really know what's going on, but there's something suspicious going on with that dick. But please, dick, continue.
And this is why we don't send dick pics. Who the fuck needs that type of scrutiny? I gotta tell you, either Mr. Helix is packing something special, or he is very, like, fucking traumatized by you. Because
a little both.
Can you imagine the first time he whips that? She's like, nah.
No, there's something odd. It's just not the prettiest dick you could have found.
You know what? I gotta tell you, I'm not scrolling through dozens of dick pics, woman.
I have scrolled through all kinds of horrible things for this show. I expect a better dick out of you.
But I don't know what's a bad dick!
You got it.
Joe, when we're working together in a Carolina Comedy Club, remind me to show you. I want your opinion.
Thank you, no. I'll take your word for it.
Joe, remind him that you need to see his dick.
I know. We shocked by saying that.
It's okay.
But I also had a show one where there wasn't anything that would show, like, the person.
At least it says you're studying the dick pic like if there's a Bruta film.
forward, back. Great line. Great line.
That's great.
Well, you know what? Both of them might lose their head. Something's going to spurt out, and then there's going to be a woman cleaning it up afterwards. We can do. We can all do horrible humor, but that was a great line, and she's absolutely right. A little much out of you.
I don't know.
Now I feel insecure about this man's dick.
It's a stranger, and he's got a cigar ring or something.
Oh my God!
I don't know what that line of demarcation is. It's
how far he could go in with this tight hood.
I don't know. All right. There's something odd.
All right. And his calf muscles are not up to snuff either.
No, I didn't see.
Uh-huh. I go, yeah, hon. Not like I'm sitting here naked at all. She goes, wow, so pretty, good. I love it so much. See, this is the type of woman I need to be with. A woman who could appreciate somebody's dick posing as mine.
Lisa says it's a sweet swisher ring. Oh, God.
I laugh. I go, glad you approve. She goes, you know, it's been a long time, but it's just that I can't see it too well. Oh, that's not what a man wants to hear.
Wait, is that?
Yeah, I like it, but do you have something in a large? And fellas, this is why it's always the wrong move to send a dick pic.
Always the wrong move. No, because she's going to show her friends and they're all going to laugh together.
You're right.
Yes.
I go, what would you like to do with it? I go, did you just call me small?
I can't see it.
She goes, no, I didn't call you small, please. I would like to suck your dick, honey, and you sex with you, and feel like having sex with you right now, honey. Honey, I'm happy to see your dick, because I have not seen a dick for a very long time now.
So happy to see it.
Hello, dick. I go, well, I've never done that before. She laughs. Well, you start it with me, honey. If I come back from mission, we will do it, okay? This is all why she's on mission! We're just looking at dick pics on mission here!
Wow, I'm so glad
to... Me out there hunting Al-Qaeda.
I'm so glad to see our military is so...
Your tax dollars at work!
I know. You know what? I'd rather see a bunch of guys leaning on shovels than know that the military is out there looking at dick pics when they're supposed to be scouring for terrorists. Holy crap.
So, I think we will end it there. Was this a good one?
This was a good one. No. Yeah.
Things have progressed.
Yeah.
Write down for me to start on March 19th, please.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is my first time I've ever sent a dick pic to a scammer.
Yeah, that was good.
Now, my hunch was that I was probably...
not your dick.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to send my dick, because I don't need you critiquing my dick like that. I mean, if so, I'd just chop the shit off. Imagine if I actually had sent my dick, and I just showed Pip that picture, and I got that fucking review. I'd be bawling tears right now. I'd be so traumatized by that. I would never be able to look at her again. I would hate you with all of my heart.
I'm sure that yours doesn't have a strange purple ring around it that is suspicious.
She couldn't look you in the eyes.
Oh, there it is. Huddle, huddle. I'll tell you what, sir. It takes real balls to come up with that joke.
All right. Now that we reinvented vaudeville, can we go home?
Yes, we can. We can go home. Yes, we.
Yes.
All right. Very good episode.
Really good.
Very long episode. We thank you guys who listened tonight and everybody who listens to the podcast. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Yes, thank you, Russ.
Also, Sidesplitting Productions, if you need a comedian, you want to go to sidesplittingproductions.com, Bachelor Party, Fundraiser, Roast, Restaurant, VFW Elks Club, sidesplittingproductions.com or 551-404-3094. Joe, what do you want to promote that you're not doing with me? Because I will do that for the two of us.
I will be at the Secret Comedy Show in Connecticut this Saturday.
All right, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you. This is a little fucking pet peeve, and I think you will agree. If you're promoting it, it's really not a secret. No, I know. Now, I know the results are the same, because promoting comedy shows on social media, you would think it's a fucking secret, because nobody comes to a show from a social media post. But I'm tired of, it's a secret show, but here for you. Fuck you. Anyway, go on, Joe.
All right, so it's good. St. Lawrence Society, Cos Cob, Connecticut, 86 Valley Road. Gig starts at 7 o'clock. And there's a frightening after party going on after that. So check that out.
And now you know what costumes you shouldn't go as.
Yeah. Going as me.
Scary enough. Anything else?
Scary.
Yeah, like that we should push the show because we're going to be off to push the show down in Myrtle Beach.
I'm about to. I said stuff we're not on together.
Alrighty then.
Wednesday, October 27th, I will be in New York City at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club on the 8:30 show. Just go to 99 McDougal Street in Manhattan and buy some tickets. It's also on Eventbrite, but I don't know what the code is or where it is. And yeah, I'm not going to read you a link. So just go to McDougal Street and show up. Oh, God said I had enough of this shit. Thursday, October 28th, Sidesplitting Productions presents Comedy at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York, starring Joseph Anthony, Rick Allen, and Dave Satsik with special guest Donna Lloyd. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. Friday, October 29th, Sidesplitting Productions presents live comedy at Scalia & Co. in Monroe, New York, starring Joseph Anthony, our own Joe Curry, and Matt Jenkins. Wednesday, November 3rd through Saturday, November 6th, I'll be in Port Charlotte, Florida at Visani's. For tickets, call 941-629-9191. Another birthday where I'm away. I do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Another lonely birthday.
Aww.
But at least when I'm doing, I'm usually like at a fucking beach area. So that's all right.
That's true.
And then Thursday, November 11th through Sunday, November 14th, Joe will be joining me in Myrtle Beach at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, at the Carolina Comedy Club. For tickets, call 843-839-2565, 843-839-2569.
And I'd like to reach out to Deb, who is already pushing a gig with some John Glenn, our old high school John Glenn alumni. Hopefully we get some people down there. Thank you again, Deb, for pushing everything.
Is she going to be at the show?
Yeah, she's going to be at the Saturday show.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Very cool.
I got Anthony's sister and husband might come down. Aunt might be in town. Aunt might be going if he's in town. My buddy Frank might be going. So, yeah, I'm going to have some people coming out.
Aunt's going to come to the show.
Great.
If if they're in North Carolina, he might be in down in the Carolinas.
He didn't come to the show when Joe was working down the block. How many gigs has Joe had at Governors of the Brokerage? I mean, I hope he does. It'd be nice to see Anthony again.
Maybe he'll go with his sister and brother-in-law.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Be nice to see Anthony. It'll be nice to see Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see Hugh. Nice to see everybody. Hugh. Joe's going to have a support crowd, which means Joe's going to be a fucking wet mess all day Saturday during the day. That's what that means. He's going to be fucking nervous.
Poor Joe. I know how you feel.
All right. But we will return to the den on Tuesday, November 16th, we can't wait to hang out with you again. Sure, there's going to be a bunch of stories. We certainly love doing this with you guys. Ooh, I got to set up the little thingy here.
Oh, yeah. That's what.
I got so involved in our other nonsense.
You already sent the picture of it.
Deb says yeah. Saturday, 7 p.m., she's going to be there.
All right. And Deb, I will bring the dick pic, and you can weigh in.
Oh, yeah. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong. You're a horrible human being. You're wrong. Real quick, do you think this is a guy or a girl I'm dealing with?
Well, from the look of that dick, I hope it's a guy.
No, that was my dick.
No, I'm kidding.
No, but do you think the scammer's a guy or a girl?
I'm thinking that this is really a girl.
Joe, what do you think?
It's really a girl too, because unless you're gay, I don't think no guy is going to be pushing for a dick.
Well, no, but if it's for business, for blackmail,
yeah, they would.
Yeah, of course they would.
No, I'm thinking it just feels. I'm thinking it's a girl.
I hope it is. All right, we are out of here. Thank you guys. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.